mean, I think it's New Zealand's greatest peacetime calamity when the plane flew into the mountain on a tourist flight over Antarctica. And because New Zealand is a long, skinny country, a long, skinny village, really, everyone knows someone who was affected by that. Anyway, in October 2004, I was rung by the Dean of Christchurch Cathedral and asked, would I write a poem for Sir Edmund Hillary to read at a commemorative event down in Antarctica? What I eventually thought I could write, there'd been 25 years of vituperative recrimination, really. There'd been many voices arguing and challenging and damning and blaming. And it seemed to me that the two voices that perhaps hadn't been heard over that time were the voice of the mountain, which had somehow got associated with something it had nothing to do with, in a way, and the voices of the dead. And it seemed to me that also 25 years had gone by, and that as these things are, one can remember the dead as they were before they died, rather than, as in this case, as body parts making up the debris trail, really. So I wrote this poem which simply offered those two voices. And I'll read that now. Erebus voices, so the mountain speaks. I am here beside my brother, Terra. I am the place of human error. I am beauty and cloud, and I am sorrow. I am tears which you will weep tomorrow. I am the sky and the exhausting gale. I am the place of ice. I am the debris trail. And I am still a hand, a fingertip, a ring. I am what there is no forgetting. I am the one with truly broken heart. I watch them fall and freeze and break apart. And then the dead reply, we fell, yet we were loved and we are lifted. We froze, yet we were loved and we are warm. We broke apart, yet we are here and we are whole.